Les Alouettes en avant, 14-10 à la mi-temps contre les Argonauts à Toronto. Toute une poussée des Alouettes dans la dernière minute de jeu pour marquer un premier touché sur une passe de Johnny Manziel à Eugene Lewis, qui a permis aux Alouettes de prendre les devants pour la première fois du match. Il y a eu plusieurs mouvements de personnel chez les Alouettes depuis le dernier match. En tentant de rajeunir l'équipe, Kavis Reid a laissé partir le vétéran joueur de ligne Philip Blake, a laissé partir également le sympathique et efficace Patrick Lavoie. Du côté des Alouettes, c'était un des objectifs de rajeunir l'équipe. C'était pas facile cependant d'échanger ces joueurs-là et encore moins peut-être de laisser partir Chris Hackey, le secondeur canadien, Hackey, qui voudrait tenter sa chance dans la NFL, et Kavis Reid ne voulait pas prendre la chance de le perdre pour rien, donc a préféré aller chercher un choix de repêchage du côté du Rouge et Noir d'Ottawa en retour de Chris Hackey. Ce qui veut dire pour les joueurs des Alouettes, ils vont prolonger leur saison, soit avec Regina, soit avec Ottawa, aller chercher un chèque de plus. Mais ce n'était pas une décision facile à prendre pour le directeur gérant Kavis Reid, comme il nous le dit.
First and foremost, all those decisions were extremely tough, and you try as a GM to humanize it and make certain that you communicate with the guys as effectively as you possibly can, and in some instances you give them the option as well. And I've always, the last 2 years, conducted that opportunity that way. Some may say that's indecisive. No, it's very decisive, because a part of doing the operation is to make certain that we do what we say. We want a culture where guys want to be in Montreal. And that's one of the things that I did mention earlier that I'm very proud of. You walk into our locker room, guys want to be in Montreal. They want to turn this thing around for the Montreal Alouettes. So we have the right environment. Chris Hackey, a young man that missed a lot of the 2017 season due to injury, kind of a journeyman national that has tremendous talent. And we felt very strongly that coming into this year, I wanted to make certain he had a position, not floating around, not being a backup, not just being a special teamer. Year number four in the campaign, we needed to make certain that we knew what we have. He signed a one-year deal, and, you know, with the opportunity to get a high draft pick for a young man that's a pending free agent, I felt very strongly that it was the right move for the organization. I can't speak on free agency because he's on another team, and I don't want people to think it's tampering or subliminal messages, but it is very important that the deliberation was about what is going to be best for the Montreal Alouettes. It was not about just jettison Chris Hackey, who is doing a very good job this year. It was about getting the best option for the Montreal Alouettes now and moving forward.
Is he an NFL guy?
Again, I think from a talent perspective, the young man is tremendously gifted. He's naturally talented in many senses, but his work ethic is really tremendous. I can't say whether or not he is an NFL guy. I can say this, that his talent is one that has, you know, he's up there in terms of talent. The measurables are definitely there. He's a physical kid. He plays the game the right way, very intelligent. He has a passion for the game, and he will play through some injuries. He's had a lot throughout his career, but a lot of it he's played through. So from a temperament perspective, if I took the name out of it, I think he has measurables that may translate.
Donc, on va commencer avec Chris Hackey, qui a été probablement le plus difficile des joueurs à échanger récemment parce qu'il n'avait signé qu'un contrat d'un an. Il devenait joueur autonome. Il songe à aller du côté de la NFL. Il dit, je ne veux pas m'avancer à dire que c'est un gars de la NFL, mais c'est sûr qu'il a le talent athlétique, ce qui est mesurable, la vitesse, la force, la taille, l'éthique de travail pour également s'y rendre si jamais la situation se présentait. Et ce qui est important, c'était de faire les choses correctement dans le cas des échanges, dans le cas de Patrick Lavoie. Il l'a dit lui-même en entrevue, Patrick, que ça avait été fait avec classe, qu'on lui avait donné l'option d'accepter ou non. Il l'a fait. C'était bon pour lui. C'est bon également pour les Alouettes. Now, what are your main objectives from here till training camp?
We want to continue to see improvement. We want to continue to see Johnny and the quarterbacks improve. We want to see young guys like the Malcolm Carters of the world get opportunities to see whether or not their growth is really what we think in game situation, and where they're handling different situations of the game and pressures of the game, and make certain that we continue to follow the plan that we have. Don't deviate. Don't listen to the noise, and don't become afraid to be bold. the plan that we've had, we've worked it and we've executed it as we've planned it. And that's very important in leadership, is that you set out a vision and you stay steady on that course until you feel very strongly that you're not doing it right. I feel very strongly that we are doing it right. I'm convicted by that. So I don't expect that this to be a very busy off season, because I think our plan is in play. We've already started our draft process. Our draft book is finished. Our guys have visited every school. We've seen all the U.S. prospects and continue to hone that. We have to evaluate our American talent. We have to make certain that we get more speed on our offense. Those are the things that we've already identified that are needed, and make certain that we are very vigilant and stick with that.
Donc, d'ici, oui, il faut regarder les trois derniers matchs. Il faut penser à les gagner pour continuer à progresser. Parce que l'objectif, c'est de continuer à progresser. Il ne s'attend pas à énormément de mouvements au cours de l'hiver. Il dit notre plan est en place et il faut tenir la route, continuer avec le plan qu'on croit avoir réussi à établir au cours de la dernière année. Caris Reed, thank you very much and have a good end of the season and a good off-season.
Thank you very much.
Important de gagner les matchs selon... Kavis Reed, ben son équipe est en avant à la mi-temps, 14-10. Vous écoutez le football des Alouettes au réseau Cogeco.